Today's Words of Wisdom, World Vegan, World Peace, A Conscious Choice, will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. As an internationally renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, poet, and artist, Supreme Master Ching Hai has also been an advocate for peace and the environment, as well as an animal lover. Caring deeply for the earth and all its inhabitants, Supreme Master Ching Hai has been urgently raising awareness on the stark reality of climate change, with a steadfast determination to preserve our beautiful planet. Tirelessly accepting numerous invitations to conferences, media interviews, and other events, Supreme Master Ching Hai has helped to clarify and prioritize the vegan solution for humankind, grounded in both extensive scientific research as well as profound inner spiritual knowledge. Supreme Master Ching Hai also sends a message of encouragement for government leaders and citizens throughout the world, which is to act nobly for the survival and happiness of all beings, now and for generations to come. Stemming from the vision of a peaceful and loving world for the future, World Vegan World Peace, A Conscious Choice, was a special conference that was broadcast live globally on Supreme Master Television, featuring an insightful interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai by the Honorable Frank Avila, Vegan Commissioner of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago in the United States of America. Joining the discussion were the Honorable Patricia Horton, Commissioner of the same distinguished government agency, and Ms. Sherry Avila, a vegan teacher and docent for the Loyola University Museum of Art and for the Irish American Heritage Center. Setting aside precious time from her full schedule, guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, candidly shared her thoughts on ways toward world peace and restoring nature's balance. The event also celebrated compassion and the environment through performances by American and international artists, including premiering songs set to music from the soulful poetry of Supreme Master Ching Hai. We now invite you to listen to the rebroadcast of the live conference entitled World Vegan World Peace, A Conscious Choice at the University of Chicago, Illinois, USA on Thursday, August 11, 2011 with Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
If everyone told us, or the Master of all told us that we are the children of God, then we are the children of God. Why should Jesus lie to us about our origin? Why should Buddha tell us the untruth about our greatness? So we have to believe it. We are the children of God. Now, so to go back to be the children of God again is so easy. But since we have come to this slumber, as you have put it, we just have to wake up. There are two things to do only. Very simple. The physical and the spiritual. Physically, we have to clean ourselves in order to recognize ourselves again. Suppose your daughter been lost in the street for many days or many months and she has been in hardship because she's without home, without parents. And when you found her, you cannot even recognize her. She wouldn't even recognize herself the way she was before. She'd be dirty and unkempt and tattered, you know, maybe very sick and trouble. Yes? So, the first thing, clean her, no? Bath her, give her new clothes, feed her, so that she becomes strong and healthy again. Now, so similarly, to go back to our true self, there are two things to do, physical and spiritual. Physical, clean ourselves by turning back to the compassionate lifestyle, God-like lifestyle, heaven-like lifestyle, yeah? No harming, no kill others. Just everything is said in the Bible, or in the Buddha's Sutra, or in Mahavira's Sutra, or even in the Quran. We misunderstood the prophets when we kill others. Even for God's sake, we are not to do that. God never teach any of us to kill. The first commandment in the Bible is, thou shalt not kill. That includes the animals, because God did not say, thou shalt not kill man, but can kill animals. No, it was very clear already. I have mentioned before. So now we have to return to the godlike. You know, she has to behave now like Miss Avila, the way she was before. Even if she has been on the street, maybe bad influence or something, met some bad people, and maybe misbehave and not behave nobly or you know, like the daughter of the great commissioner and madam like that. She has to return to family life, you know, a good girl lifestyle now. You see? Same. So physically, we clean ourselves by keeping the five peace principle. Not kill, not steal, not tell lie, not committed wrong sexual relationship, yeah, except with your partner. And do not take poison, like intoxicants, drugs, alcohol, cigarette, these are poison for the body. Meat is also poison. We know it by now already.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.5 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. 1 in 6 deaths on the road in the UK are caused by drunk driving. In Australia alone, 70% of adults are negatively impacted by another's drinking, with 43% affected by physical or verbal abuse. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' alcohol and drug use.
Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion in the United States. 2.41 million pounds for prescription medications each year in England, UK, with overall health costs in the billions. Up to 210 to 665 billion US dollars globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Linked to 20% of breast cancer cases. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Mental toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage.
Organ failure. Heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects. Children afflicted by anxiety and depression. Mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
So we have to eliminate all this in order to keep our body clean and healthy, to receive the strong, powerful grace again. Because a sick body cannot assimilate good vitamin or nutrition. It could even turn into poison. Yes, if your stomach is poisoned somehow and you drink milk, it gets worse, for example, like that. Or if you eat something, you get worse. Yes, food turns into poison. So now, first of all, physical, we clean our house, clean the temple. Live the way a God child would live. No harm in any, just helping, being benevolent, being virtuous. So, you see, the five universal principles is in all religions, you know, more or less modified, but it's the same. We keep that five precepts. That's the one thing. Be vegan. It's also included in that five precepts. Because do not harm or do not kill means indirectly as well. If we don't harm the animals, but we eat them, then other people have to harm or kill them for us. So the vegan diet, and including the first principle. So physically, we keep the five peace universal principles. And then we clean and pure, ready for God's light again. Secondly, spiritual. This is a harder part. But it's not hard if we can find the guide who help us. Nowadays, it's not difficult. We have internet, we know which gurus teach what, which school teach what yoga, teach what meditation. There's no excuse to say that we don't know. We know everything. We just don't do it. That is the second part. Now we're ready. We clean. The temple is swept and washed and mopped. Everything clean. Now we go find the guide to show us how to see the light within again. The light that mentioned in the Bible, that the light which shines in darkness, but darkness know it not, okay? Know you not that the light is within you. Know you not that the kingdom of God is at hand. You see that? Okay. Now, we have to find that guide, the guide that knows, the friend or teacher, whatever you call him or her, a guide who already been enlightened, who already see the light. I don't mean the flashlight here, the electrical light. I mean the light inside you. The light without any instrument. When you close your eyes, your whole body flushed with light. Light that more than 1,000 sun. You are that. You are that light. You are that God quality. And there are also the music of the sphere. You can hear forever and it will soothe your troubles, heal your bodies, enlighten your souls, make you closer and closer to God. So very simple, physical, clean the temple, spiritual, find the guide to show you how to reconnect with yourself. Because you are great self, you are the children of God. Everybody say, you are the children of God, I'm the children of God. But how? What? You have to prove it to yourself that you are the children of God by contacting God. And if you cannot do it yourself, just go find somebody who knows how. Mostly, I mean, I have to say that I think all the teachers teach these things free of charge because it's your property. So nobody costs anything anyway. Suppose you forget your glasses in your pocket and I say, hey, your glasses there. Look in your pocket. And should I charge you for that? For the guidance that your glasses in your pocket? No, no. Therefore, all these teachings are free of charge, ever since time immemorial. So, madam, that's it. Two things to do, physical, spiritual. There are many teachers, yes, who teach different ways. You know, just anyone could find what he is looking for. When you're ready for spiritual guidance, you will find a teacher, or the guide, we call it the guide anyway, the inner guide, yes. The outer guide will guide you to the inner guide. And then you can talk to Jesus, talk to Buddha, to Prophet Muhammad, whomever you would like to contact, and contact direct to God. Why listen to anything? Why read the second-hand experience from anybody? Like, okay, John see the light, John hear the trumpet. You will see the light, you will hear the trumpet. It's the same. You will see God like a burst of fire. Yes. You will hear God's voice like the sound of many water, like the sound of trumpet, etc., etc. It's mentioned in all kind of scriptures, Buddhist, Christian, the Granth Sahib, the Hindu scripture, etc., etc. You just have to find it and verify it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comment. Mind, body, and spirit.
Yes, excellent. Sir. That's right, sir.
Sherry and I derive great pleasure from the insight you have about people and the world we live in.
Yes.
Here is my next question. People in the United States are one of the most hardworking people in the world.
True. True.
And yet, our economy has been experiencing downturn in the last few years. So, is it true that the economy does not just depend on how much you work, but something else? If so, what is that?
It is true, sir, that the economy doesn't depend on how much we work and earn. It also depends on how much we spend or waste. Yes, right now. You mentioned that the Americans are the hardest working people in the world. I have to testify that. It's true. When I was in America, as long as you have money, you can buy anything 24 hours, 7. Not in every country like that. Some country, you know, they have siesta and they close the weekend and they close at certain hours. America, no. No. Even in a small town, you can buy things, you know, in the Home Depot, for example, you need desperately things always ready for you. Anytime you can buy anything in America. So they truly are the hard-working people. I had impression that what you said is true. But the thing is, all this earning and tax paying go where? Many places that is leaking to your hard-earning tax money. Subsidies for meat industry. Otherwise, the meat industry will go bankrupt. And the hamburger will not cost 99 cents, but will cost at least $30 or $50. A piece. That's a leaking one. And the U.S. is spending too much money on military operation on the far land, as I told you before. I am sorry. I am very sorry. But I have to tell you the truth because you asked me. And I so much love America because they honor me so many times. At least 10 states of America give me honorary citizenship. And the key to the cities and state and all that. I'm forever honored and grateful by the American's government's recognition. And many of your presidents, at least 5-6 presidents, written congratulation note to me and given me award, certificate, presidential award, thing like that. I am not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just trying to repay your kindness by telling the truth. You see, because the policy needs to be turned around. As President Obama has stated recently that we should not use money for the war in foreign land anymore, but to use the money for the benefit of the people at home and the needy instead. I'm glad he has said that. I'm glad he has realized that. Because that's where the money is running to, and fast-paced. Because besides the irreplaceable cost to human life, war puts a great financial burden on the nation. Every day, as you know it yourself, I'm saying this for the sake of others who don't know, every day the U.S. has been spending at least $720 million for the war in Iraq alone. One day, in one country alone, $720 million. It is also estimated that the wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan will cost the U.S. at least $3.7 trillion in another 10 years of long-term payments and interest. So even if your citizens, the Americans, work in 24 hours 7, even if you are the richest country in the world, no matter how large your budget, it will run out. Would you agree with me? The poor American citizen, they cannot put up with all this. They cannot catch up. No matter how much they're willing, no matter how deep they reach into their pocket, they have nothing in there anymore to reach to. So it's not the American citizens. It's the policy that has to change. We should not do it as habit, as a proud nation, always going to war and beat the whatever, you know, that from everybody else. The way we're doing like this, it gets bigger and bigger, more and more resistance, and more Americans die also in foreign land in the prime of their life. Look at all of them. Look at all the soldiers. You saw them on TV. How beautiful they are. The best of Americans, the best looking guys. Any girl in the world would like to marry one of those soldiers. They're so good looking, aren't they? Beautiful, so pure. Their faces are so pure and so intelligent. We cannot afford to even waste this kind of human resource. If the Americans are young and beautiful and intelligent and handsome like that, go out and or dying all the time like this, what will you have left in the future? Because able young men are all gone out, get killed. Either that or you kill other countries' youth and beautiful and able people. Either way is not correct. You see, plus we have to spend extra on the after effects of the war, such as to care for the veterans or for another many years. And you can't, sometimes the budget is not even...
Yes.
Allowed to care for the veterans. Many veterans became even homeless. It's not fair that they sacrifice their youth, their prime time for the country, and then coming home become a homeless beggar. This is not a dignity for Americans. Please think again. What we can do with all that money? And of course, some of the most painful causes of war are not able to be paid financially, but emotionally, psychologically, environmentally, and spiritually. So the economy and the sense of accomplishment for the hard-working people of America would benefit greatly from the monies being spent on good causes, like President Obama mentioned.
Yes.
We should spend this money on the things that help improve everyone's quality of life. Trillions of dollars, my God. The Americans don't need to work anymore. Just sit there and the government take care if we have all this money. Yes, if we don't spend in war, then the American is sit pretty, yes. And with all that money saved and all the hard-working Americans, your country will be so powerful that even you don't have to go to any war, but you weaken your own power economically, manpowerly, and karmically, okay? This I cannot prove, but I can only tell you logically that if we spend all the money, then we have to go begging elsewhere. And where goes the dignity of the great nation like America? First, charity begins at home. We have to take care of our home. We have to have a stable foundation before we even take care of the world. We could provide in abundance for children's education, parents' health care, the things that help improve everybody's qualities of life. You know, early retirement, more hobby, more happiness. Upliftment of the disadvantaged neighbors and investing in green technology or organic farming. In short, prosperity for everyone to enjoy the God-given lives on earth. Thank you for your thought-inspiring question, Commissioner Avila. I just have to tell the truth.
And thank you for your thought-provoking answer.
I hope it helps, sir.
And, you know, and I agree that if we spend that money on organic farming...
Yes, organic farming.
That would help us and the world also.
Yes, and people will be healthy. Mm.
Yes.
And the planet will be saved.
Now,
because organic farming also absorbs 40% CO2 in the air also.
Yes, that's true. You know, when we treat wastewater, at the end it comes out what we call biosolids and liquid. Well, the biosolid is fertilizer, and when we give it to the farmers to grow their crops, they have greater yield per acre using our treated waste.
Wow.
Our human waste is treated, as you mentioned, the animal waste is not treated.
Yes, understand. Yes.
And that's what's causing the problem, as you mentioned, down in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes.
We have that dead zone down there.
Yes, yes. I'm glad you are doing something. It's helping your community. And then other county, other city could learn from your method or your examples. Thank you.
Yes. Now, Sherry will ask the next question.
Yes, ma'am.
When I was a Girl Scout leader, part of the program was a cross-religious, cross-cultural invitation that we would get to know somebody, you know, from another culture, from another religion.
Right.
And I was very fortunate because I knew Amber. Amber was Muslim.
Oh.
And Amber invited us to her home.
Yes.
And all my Girl Scouts came to her home. And she helped them to understand the Muslim religion.
Yes.
And she helped us. She also had a baby at the time. And she fed my Girl Scouts. And she was very generous and kind to them. And that brings me to my next question, Supreme Master Ching Hai. The freedom of religion is guaranteed by the Bill of Rights in the United States Constitution.
That's right.
And in the past few centuries, many faiths have flourished in this country, thanks to that bill of rights. However, after the tragedy of 9/11, there has been a tendency of discrimination against Islamic citizens. Also, there has been an increase in the number of Islamic schools, so that the Muslim children would be treated with respect and dignity in their own schools, because they weren't being treated with respect and dignity in the public schools. What can people do to stop prejudice and to promote love and peace among all people, regardless of religious background?
Yes, yes, Mrs. Avila. It's not only in the United States, but there is kind of a wave of counter-Muslim in the world, including in the European Union. Hence, you see that many new laws coming, you know, like the law that discourage or forbid Muslim ladies to wear foreign gown to cover the face, for example. It has not been like that before, just recently. It's because I think the government also afraid that any extremist could disguise himself in the garb of this Funvei woman Muslim and do some harm to the public. That's another thing. As one more thing is they want them to integrate into the country where they stay, to be like everyone else. You know, like we like to know each other, we like to see what each other look like. I also, not for religion, but I would have loved to see the lovely woman behind the veil also, because I've seen some of them. When I was still married with my husband, and some Muslim lady come to have treatment by him, and when they unveil the veil, they're very beautiful inside.
Very beautiful eyes.
Yes, beautiful eyes, yeah, and flashing eyelashes, you know, very, very attractive. God create us so beautifully. I would have liked to see them, you know, man, woman, without covering. Yes. In the West, people are also afraid that if you cover yourselves, that means you have something to hide. That's why they're afraid. And especially after the 9/11, you know, it affects not only America, but affect the world as well. So, you see, I share the same wish with you. And we all have to exercise help each other, tolerance and understanding for the different stages of development in various nations. We should try to reflect on the common ground that we all have, we all share. That is love, universal love, and love for the family we all have, whether Muslim or Christian or Buddhist. Love for our family members, our pets, our friends, yes, our teachers, our countries. We all have this kind of love, Muslim or not. We all have all this common ground that we all share. We all have the innate nature within us to love thy neighbor and to help them when they are in need. So we just have to be loving, friendly, and let each one be. Let each one be in peace. Saying that, however, I would like very much also to see the people of Islamic faith really go all the way to take responsibility for world peace, to take any opportunity to have respect, to integrate into the societies where they live, and to prove their worth. You know, the more they hide in their own community, the more people will not understand them. You see, just like when you are in Girl Scouts time, the Muslim lady invited the children to her home, and therefore the children understand what Islam is all about. They see the kindness with the Muslim people. You see that? The example speaks louder than word. So the Muslim people also should open their hearts and minds and house as well to accept others, no matter how different in look, religious belief and traditions. If the Muslim people in America, they should try to integrate, to become like Americans. I don't mean eat the same or have to go to the same church or anything, but outwardly, at least look like the neighbors, yes? So that there is no maybe suspicions or a little hesitant between the neighbors, yeah? If the Americans have a Muslim next door, maybe he or she would like to make friends with the neighbors. But if she come out always vain like this or keep to herself all the time, then the American people, they very much respect privacy. They will not always come and make an initiative to get to know them. Thus, also know the Muslim faith, you see? So, in Âu Lạc, Vietnam, there's a saying, when you enter a river, be mindful of where you going, because there are currents different and the shallowness and deepness different in different places of the river. So be mindful of the currents and the place that you're entering. And when you enter a home, be mindful of the house rule so that you be in harmony with your environment, with the people that you met. It has to be mutual respect and consideration in order to build lasting friendship and peace. And above all, everyone, be they Muslim or other faith followers, must discourage and boycott any germination or exercise of violence, because it destabilizes friendship of nations and destroy peace in the world, including where they live. As God's nature is love and forgiveness and peace, and we are God's children, we should do the same. Thank you, Ma Sherry.
Thank you, Supreme Master. Thank you.
Vegetarianism in Religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities. Because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai, the most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity, meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thoughtful viewers, our appreciation for your company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for part 6 of World Vegan, World Peace, A Conscious Choice. Coming up next is Golden Age Technology, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May you be blessed with heavenly compassion and wisdom.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.